This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to address a current topic. Last week, there was a tremendous, I don't know if I would call it a machla, a sickness that went around. Lottery fever. Amish. Yet the mensch, the lottery, ahead of the lottery, ahin, yekhefen, nishkai, to buy it, not to buy it. I got so many phone calls about it. And I said to myself, I never got the phone call that I want. No, that phone call I didn't get. But I got phone calls. I'd like to discuss lottery, api hashkafas hatev. Because I see there was a quest from the Eilam to understand. So let's begin with a chiddush that maybe not everyone knows. Actually, in Shulchan Aruch, Vet Gepaskint, that you're really not allowed to be involved with lotteries. It's Mefurish Halach in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Nun Tes Yeredeya, Ein Shayalim Bechazim Bekechavim, that's the stargazers, V'loi Begairalais, and we're not sure what that means exactly, but there are many definitions in the Peskim what this refers to. It's based on the Gemara, on the Sifri, that this is all Darke Emeri. Tomim Tiem Hashem Olikecha requires not to be Cheze B'Keichavim V'Loi B'Geiralais. Most Achreinim interpret that this is not referring to a lottery ticket to win something, but it's to know the future. I don't have the time. They allotted me only a certain amount of time these days, so I don't have the time to go into Gairal Agra, but one day we shall. Either way, Gairalais that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to Pashtus means to see the future of what's coming ahead. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita writes in a few places, I've seen it many times from him, that the Chazon Ish had a very strict definition of Gairalais. And that is that you're not supposed to play the lottery. You're not allowed to buy a lottery ticket. Tomim Tiem Hashem Olikecha, the Rabbeinu Shloilam will give you the money when and how he feels you're supposed to get it. I have a swag, and maybe that's how he wants me to get it. Bakal Panim, this was how, I guess, the Chazon Ish felt about Gairalais. We all know, Rabbi Sal Salanti used to tell the Talmidim, you had to buy a Gairal, you had to buy a lottery ticket, and if you had a Moon and Bitachin, that you're going to win, you're going to win. Story goes, Al Asfarim, it's already brought, that a Talmid went and he gave up his job. The Rebbe gesagt that if I have Bitach, I'm going to win. I gave up my job, I'm going to win. The Eibishter. Munas Chacham, the Rebbe gesagt. Comes back to the to Rabbi Sol Salanta, he didn't win. And he came with complaints. So Rabbi Sol told him, go out and buy another ticket. He came, he bought another ticket. And he brings it to Rabbi Sol, and he says, Rebbe, you sure now? He says, you know, let me think a minute. Let me think, you know. I'll tell you what. I'll give you, let's say it was 500 ruble that you were supposed to win. I don't know. There wasn't the billions of dollars in the of today's jackpot. But whatever it is, I'll give you half of it for the ticket. You sell me the ticket, and I'll give you half. And Yiddish Zakman was zicha zicha. You know, what's a guaranteed is a guaranteed. So he did it. And he sold Rabbi Sol Salanta the ticket. Rabbi Sol says, that's your problem. Had you really believed, Ben Munna, that you would win, why would you sell me the ticket for half? And the Teretz is gleibst noch. Sie noch nicht 100% gegleibt. Zei fleckt mit dat Zeilen am Meise. But my Zeide used to tell me another very brilliant, beautiful story from Reb Chaim Briske. Der größte guy in Reb Chaim Briske. What was the story? A person once came to ask Reb Chaim if he should play the lottery. Reb Chaim said, stay in the waiting room. I'll get back to you in a few minutes. I'm a little bit busy. Reb Chaim made him wait. He kept on knocking on Reb Chaim's door. The Rebbe just vergessen. You forgot. I'm waiting. You told me to wait. Reb Chaim says, Vat. I'm noch nicht. I'm not ready to entertain your question. Kid says, goes on. So I'm 2-3 hours like this. So he knocks on the door. He says, Rebbe, vergessen wegen me. You forgot about me. He says, no, let me explain to you something. It's raining outside. Yeah. L'shitascha, that you might win the lottery. What are the chances? So we all know, a person gets struck by lightning, they say, is a lot more chance than winning the lottery, right? So l'shitascha, I didn't want to let you go home. It's raining outside. You might get struck by lightning. And Mela, I kept you here like this. You, according to your understanding of odds, you're playing the odds. I didn't want you to play the odds. You might get struck by lightning, which is more chance than you winning the lottery. Okay. Akhlepanim, we could talk hin and tzarek, ya lottery. I want to talk about a little bit of something that's a little more guaranteed than the lottery. Okay? If a person wants to have atzlacha in life, and atzlacha in business, and atzlacha in everything, there's something a lot more guaranteed, lefi unzera ashkafe, lefi unzera teira, than playing the lottery. And let me begin with Rashi. In this week's parsha, Pasuk says that when Klal Yisrael came to Yamsuf, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, they were lost. Huh. What's going to be? Mitzrayim, they say, Achreim, Zokter Ashi, Vayitzaku. And we all know Vayitzaku is one of the Lashonis of Tefillah. Rashi uses an interesting Lashon. I think it's even from Chazal already. Tofsu Umnais Avaisa. Umnis. What does the word umnis mean? Umnis means a craft. Yiddish Achman afacht. The business. This is Klal Yisrael's business, their umnis, their professional. This is their profession. Mashkiach Zatzal, Reb Nosson, Chatzadik Livracha, used to say a lot of shmuzin about this. Rashi. Why did Rashi use the Lashon umnis? To teach a person that just like in his business, he learns his business before he does it, and he becomes perfect at it. And he knows every notch of his business and how to be matzliach and how to further in his business. Azoy dav zayin tfila. That's how one has to approach davening. And he gave a mashal. Imagine a guy in the middle of the work. What does he do? He starts to fadremel. The customer's talking to him. Yeah. Huh? How much of it? And he's bargaining, and all of a sudden the guy's wandering and he's somewhere in the Bahamas, Echves, wherever he is. I don't know. Mashkiach didn't use the Bahamas. But bring it down to modern day terms, as they say. Imagine he says in the middle of the workday, a guy says, gotta go out for a break in the middle, you know, Fashtays, I'll be back, you know, and or if I come late. Imagine a guy every day comes late to his business. I get a business with this. You know, that's as if it's then, right? Zok the Mashkiach. That's where the yisoid of tefillah is. Now, learning tefillah is an umnis. And we need to learn. And we need to adopt all the zehirus and zerizus that we have for our business. That it should be perfect, then we should be matzli. Put it into tefillah as well. Umnis, this is your profession. This is your craft. Umnis avaisa. Azayat the Mashkiach Kisav. I want to tell you a beautiful story. My grandfather used to say it over, and they started to print it now in all the Sifrei of the Chafetz Chaim. That Reb Hirsch Livinson was the son-in-law of the Mashkiach, of the Chafetz Chaim. Excuse me, he was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. And when he davened, he would daven loud, and, you know, and he would shake. And today we would say, "Adaven bislavis, mamish bislavis." So, someone went over to Reb Hirsch and said, "I don't understand. Look how the Chofetz Chaim davens. It's quiet." You don't hear any noise. He's not shaking, not moving around. It's, Sit still. Smooth. Du machst keilus im Rocken mit dem Davenit. Look at the Shvar. Chavetz Chaim, the Rebbe. Reb Hirsch Levinson. And I want to tell you something, Rabbi Yisai. If you learn the halachas of tefillah, you realize that the Mishtabura was against almost all the tenuas that we do today. Mishtabura Simen Tzadik Hei, Sif Katan Hei brings down that those people who lift their eyes up, you see when people daven, they lift their eyes up, kilo their davening, you know, they, and you think it's a good thing. He says, those that lift their heads and their eyes, l'malikim abitin ala gag, like they're looking up to the ceiling, ha-malachim aligim aleim. So the malachim are laughing at you. It's a mishaburav, they say. Then he brings from the Prima Gadim that you're not allowed to do any tenuous, any movements. Talks about maybe in if you're in private, efshir, but in public, if I'm a vada, I'm for sure not. Ubeprat laharim kail, to make loud noises during davening. Okay, let's learn. Listen, we have to learn. So the Chavetz Chaim used to keep what it says. Imamishi davened quietly. By Rabbi Yosh Levinson davened, it was sigetunet. It was unbelievable, huh? So Rabbi Yosh Levinson answered, the Chafetz Chaim is different than I. Why? Take a guy who doesn't know how to swim. Yeah? Throw him into the pool. The guy who knew how to swim got thrown into the pool. He swam quietly. No noise, nothing. And he got out of the, because he knows how to swim. But the guy who doesn't know how to swim, he's making pacha with his hands as he's flapping and he's making noise and he's yelling and he's screaming at me. The Chafetz Chaim knew how to daven. The Chafetz Chaim was a professional in tefillah. So it was smooth. He davened. We are not so professional in tefillah. And therefore we gotta make noise and we gotta this. Yeah? Okay. Who says it's on? Now you want a halacha shir, and then you're gonna, the Oyelim's gonna say, well, the 25 minutes are up. I'll give you a halacha shir, because to feel a different time. The point was that there's a way on becoming a professional. It's not so you come to the shul, throw up the tefillin. Your business, you do that way. Your business, you learn how to be good and smooth in business. Same thing. Zag the Mashgiach is the Rashi Umnis. You have to know on how to daven. Now, Rabbi Sai, there's a chassam seif in this week's parasha that I want to share with you. It's mamash hafla fella. Let's begin with an introduction. We all always learned that whenever we have a psatzara, a zach, gate minum and daven, zag the kapitel tilim, yeah? Who doesn't know, right? Tav zogin a kapitel tilim. The Netziv, in two places, in Chumash Bereishis, says, Achidush Nifla, Mamash Achidush, in Harchiv Dover, in his Emek Dover, on the bottom, the Harchiv Dover, Perik Yud Ches, Pasik Chav Gimel, Vayagesh Avram, Avram Avinu went to Davin, Fizdayim. We know Gisha is a Lashon of Tefillah. Says the Netziv, yeah, Hispalel Asdoim, Vayagish, Vayagish. We all know this. So he says on the bottom of Chiddush Nifla, that if someone wants to daven for personal needs, Tzrachim, he's not allowed to do it unless he does it in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. Are you looking at all this? He says it clearly. Hakasu baladeinu she'ei la'adam l'spala leizu davar rak b'teich tefila kavua shehu eis ratzain, and he brings rayas mit and later on in Pashas vayechi vayta he says, I said this, you saw it already on vayta, and he brings rayas. We don't have the time for it, and I want to tell you that I saw that the Chazain Ish was already ma'ayr on this Netziv. In one of his igris, he writes, I thought it was a very interesting thing. In the igris Chazenish, Chayla Gimel, Simil Chav Gimel, Kaivitz igris, he argues and he says, Adam, Rishayil, and Asir, Tvilok, Tzara, Litzchachav. A person's allowed to make his own language when he needs something. Vav la'ask Hashem. And even to mention the Rebbeinu Shlom's name. U'b'chazman bayayim. You don't need to say it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. U'maschi b'loshin, yiratzai milfanecha. What's he saying, the Chazenish? Nit v'del nitziv. Nitziv says that a person is supposed to be kailul his tefillas prati, whatever he needs, not in davening alein. It's only in the Shemoneh Esrei. You ever see panasa? A lot of people, the kavana only shifts when it talks about panasa. I don't know if you know. When a person has a certain need, that becomes the focus of the whole Shemoneh Esrei. I told you over a lot of times. Rabbi Yochum used to say that when a guy has a certain need, for example, panasa, every brach in the Shemoneh Esrei is about panasa. Magen Avram, ich bin der Chakin von Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu gave people to eat. Chaya Mason, I have to live. Chayin Adaz, give me seichels, I can make good business. He said, the whole Shemoneh Esrei. When he needs, I say, flick the beautiful Chumzog. This, okay. So everybody knows that there's a little piyut, a yiratzen, that you say, anusach in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. According to the Tziv, that is not allowed to be said out of Shemoneh Esrei. It can only be in the Shemoneh Esrei, because during Shemoneh Esrei, it's Eitzchatz, Achidosh Nifla. When the Chazanish is coming to say that it's not that way. Yeah? He does mention the Netziv that sometimes where you, it's not in the time of davening, and the Tzoyrich is Mamish, it's a Sakon, and you need to Mamish daven right now. All right, so that itself becomes an Eitzchatz. Eitzchatz and Nisicha becomes, but general Tfilis, you gotta wait for Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazanish is being chaylik on it. But I want to tell you a little more chiddush, and this is all in the Hakdamah to get to a Peldik Sam Sefer. There's a Chuvas Harivash. He brings a Tzava. The Tzavas Harivash it's called. Okay. In the Tzavas Harivash, he writes that a person should never ask for anything particular because he never knows if that's really good for him. What do you ask? You're asking you should be matzliach. Yeah, he wants to win the lottery. People daven negative to daven. If I win the lottery, it's good. If I say some dust, I'll be able to. Who said it's good for you? Who decided it's good for you? The Rivash straight club. And a person is not supposed to daven like this because it might be not good for you. In Kedushas Levi Bariches, he speaks about this over and over again. You can't daven. You daven klali is dick. The Rebbeinu Shleilam, you do what's good for me. You do what's because you know I don't know what's good for me. Tzadik HaKayin goes back and forth on this topic. Yes, no, it's a big topic. How does one daven for something miuchad? It's particular. How do you know it's for your good? In Sfarim et gebracht, that's pshat in the pasuk. Ritzon Yerev Yaseh. Veshavosom Yishma v'Yeshiyim. If it's Ritzon Yerev Yaseh. So what's Veshavosim Yishma V'Yishtechen? Ritzayin Yirei of Yaseh? Right? He's doing what the person needs. Akriktach. Ritzayin Yirei. So what's Veshavosim Yishma V'Yishiyin? That gebracht. But the pshat is sometimes Ritzayin Yirei of Yaseh. But then the tzaddik realizes, it's all right, the tzaddik realizes that it's not good for him. He made a mistake. Ritzayin Yichem is gewalt. So now he dams to the Eibush to take it away. Shabbos Mishma Mishim. So Veishlam Kunt is like, okay, weiter, noch einmal heaven. I give it to you, just get back. Okay. You asked me for it. How many times do we ask, and then we say to us, halavai, who needed it? Who needed this whole headache? So Veishlam says, okay. Now, according to the Tziv, you have to wait for Shemoneh Esrei for that. Okay. Somewhere in Shemoneh Esrei, you have to say who needed the whole headache, Rebbeinu Shleilam, and please get me out of it. But I'll kapon him, yeah, unless it's an eisarach veis mamish. It's so for a minute. I'll kapon him. Azay is a machlekes. Okay. Abesai, let me share with you Achsam Sefer, half of a fella. Herr, ich sam Sefer wird gebracht. Bechere, the Welt fragt in the Kasche. Meish Rabbeinu is sitting in davening. Mitzrayim is coming, vos tut min, ma titzak elai, vos schreiste, dabel mene yisol, vyisol, zogt Rashi. Start the time to daven.
What's wrong with this?
It bothers you to daven. Usually it's there's no time to daven. People find that they don't have time to daven. Those people forget, not the time to daven. What's wrong when that has a daven? Yeah, was is schlecht? You ready, Rabbeisai, for some sefer? No? You ready? Rabbeisai, you ready for beautiful some sefer? Zog der Sam Seifer, steht in Pasuk, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. And then the Pasuk continues, Vayoyimru el Moisha m'bliei kfar b'mitzrayim. Which one was it? Did they daven to the Eibishter? Huh? And ha'mbliei kfar b'mitzrayim, something is... So what happened? Vayitzaku el Hashem, Chayitzaku, we always know, L'shal L'shal Tvila. So what did they daven to the Eibishter? The Gleeg Farm of Mitzrayim, but how dare you take us out of Mitzrayim? Zak the Ramban, Space Kitais, were two groups. Some were Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem, and then there was a different group that were not. What Vayayimu, Hamibliyeg Farm of Mitzrayim. Zak the Sam Sefer. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, and the Rabbeinu Shem zak them, why are you davening? What's the kasha? Why not? Aleph Rege. And then he says even starker, Rabbeisai. You want to hear? It's klar in Rashi, in Shirashirim, that that's exactly what Moshe was supposed to do. It's exactly what Klal Yisrael was supposed to do. And not only that, the Rabbi Yisrael made it that it should be that they should daven on Yamsuf, because he wanted they should daven on Yamsuf. I'll read you the Rashi, because I'm sorry if it brings it. Of impasik, they say no, yainasi b'chag ve'asela, b'sei sarama drego, harinias marayich, hashminias kaylech. I want to hear your voice. What kaylech is referring to? Zok Rashi. This is going on Kriyas Yamsuf. Shakodish Baruch Hu, you can master ponim and b'yam k'dei shi'itzaku. The Rebbe Yishon made it that they should scream out to daven for them. Shakadosh Baruch Hu misavel l'tfiloson. So then there's a problem over here. Ad yad nisht. Yah in Yiddish Zuckman. Yud nisht. Yes or no? You want me to daven? You don't want me to daven. Which one was it? So maybe you can answer in the first and then later. It could be, we could learn the Pesukim. There's not enough time. Okay, check. Do it at the Friday night Shabbos table. You can work out the kashnit gefelach. All right, but the Sam Sefer is different. Zot the Helich Sam Sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu started to daven, and you know what he was afraid of? He was afraid. You're davening now. Oy vey, if you're davening already, Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah. Oy vey, we're in trouble. If you are promising us with gainu, with shteinu, with leifun, you're davening. So this is what he was afraid of, yeah? Zakta. Sharei anoraim shkamatim esupakim. Sharei misat v'ayim v'tfila. So Moshe Rabbeinu, shagam elu yispalu l'akadosh baruch hu, he was afraid that they would also daven t'akadosh baruch hu. But what would they daven t'akadosh baruch hu? Get us out of here. That's the pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu started to daven, Rabbein Shalom, save us. They're going to start davening. Oh, no, get us out of here. Go, let's back to Mitzrayim. Abli ain't far from Mitzrayim. And that's the Vayitzaku. So what happened? Zot dich sam seif. V'dog Moshe Rabbeinu mispal le'il shem agunim yigrimu shetesach ha'teshua, that their tefillah would be answered. Moshe was afraid that those that were daven to go back to Mitzrayim, they might win. You hear? Al kein omulahem ate tachrishun anachdu nispal. That's what atem tachrishun, he was telling you, shh, you guys don't daven. You don't daven. let me do the davening. Because he wanted to make sure that they don't daven the wrong tefillah. That's for atim tachrisha. So it's not the pshagim, they weren't allowed to daven. I can't! He was afraid they davened the wrong tefillahs. They would daven, please gang us back to Mitzrayim, and they might have a taka Yeshua to go back to Mitzrayim. So atim tachrisha, not chas shom nishdavenin. Nishdavenin is richtig. You got to daven for the wrong thing. You got to remember how you have to know what you're davening for. You ready? So then what did the Rebbeinu Shlomo tell Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not the time to daven. Yeah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants the tefillah. He doesn't want, they should make the wrong tefillah. He wants him to daven. So what is it? Zakter Sam Seifel. Chiddush. Like Kim no Maseyim, they didn't do right. They didn't daven right. Because they were davening Stam Hoshienu Hashem. V'leishayir b'zeloimar. You needed that it should be, Rabbi Yisham, I'm telling you how to say this. Ha'ilalafarish tefilosam. Now listen to a loshach, some seifers, peledik, they were supposed to say, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, bikahayom, kata, break the waters open. And they didn't do that. Yeah? V'ha'yanifka pi divreyim, v'ha'ya kiddush Hashem, it would have been a kiddush Hashem. V'ha'yinu dom ha'kosh bochu l'meishu Rabbeinu matitza keilai. Yeah. What are you screaming? What schreist the honor? You ever see a person in the middle of Halle schreit, oh, no, Hashem is here, no. What are you screaming on Hashem? Tell me, Tata, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, split the waters. And I would have split the waters, I would have been a kiddush Hashem. Right, that's the cash, right? You see, I'm saying, that's why I told you, Pelle Gestinkel, I'm saying, the megas are davening. You're allowed to tell the Rabbeinu Shalom instructions on how. So I better say, I have exactly 3 minutes, and as soon as the clock strikes 2:30, the shir, Ramevin Yav, shir has to end at exactly 2:30. Say something. Okay. I'll keep to the 2:30. I want to just tell you over. Amegdik Zach von Chofetz Chaim. Alright? And I want you to think about it. A lot of people, they dive in, they want to win the lottery. Okay. Is that a good thing for them? Might be not a good thing. But I want to tell you over a chiddush from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, shteit in pasik kigmail alei imay. Kigmail alei imay means like a child with the mother. Sokta Chofetz Chaim, kimay shatinuk ratz tamid l'imay. That's how he was pointed to the Eibishter. Yeah. He returned to the Eibishter on everything, and we spoke about this many times. Adam jargon. Yiddish. It says jargon. Yiddish. Okay. And then he speaks. Kigama la'ima has also another meaning. Zok the Chofetz Chaim in the Sichas. You ever see how a child can bother the mother over again and over again? Anandere. Wieviel mal kemen bekemen, right? How many times can you ask someone before he tells you, get away, you're bothering me. How much, go away from me. I'm a pulfakel by the mamas and itas. I can bother in a nudgen, a nudgen, a weiter nudgen. So it's Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, Zok kigama la'ima. He gets angry. Not like that. The more you ask, the more he's happy. And this is why I brought you the Sikha, because one of the things he brings over here in the Sikha, you hear? A story. You hear? There was once a group of women that came to him, and they said that their husbands were taken to the army. They were taken to the army, the Russian army. You never knew how you would come back, if you would come back. And they asked the Chofetz Chaim that he should daven for them. He answered them, what are you coming to me for? Davs kumen tzimir davenin. Go to the Beis Medrash, open up the Aron Kodesh, and cry lifnei misha ama va'ayilam. Sapulai, tell him hakol b'yiddish. Talk to him in Yiddish. Open up the unkaidish and tell him in Yiddish pshuta. Harei Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'kvaidim v'atzim v'vakish. It's what he wants from you. Shetidishu b'menu. Ein tzarech b'tchinas miyuchadeis. You don't even have to say special nuschayis, special words. Aliyesh liftayach lifanav yizbarach kol alev ulasapulai. Hamash nitzdaber libcha. You see a big machlekes. According to many, what is tefillah? Tefillah needs to be in the construct of a tefillah of a Shemoneh Esrei. Chafetz Chaim said, "Just daven to the Eibush to Azevi Akin, Bainu Shloilam. I want this. I want that. This hurts me. This bothers me. When at the Dasvil the Eibush. No." I once, and with this I end, the Chaznish Fleck Zagin, that the Mishtabura is Pesik Bascha. That's a flush of a Chazainish. And no one could argue them. Mishtabura, Pesik Bascha. So I once was by Rabbi Yashiv for quite a while. I used to go to ask him Shailas daily at a certain Kufa when I was in Eretz Yisrael. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv, Ramesha, the Shiva Zatzal used to say, at the Chashulchan, whenever there's a machlekes, the Mishabur and the Chashulchan, Halach is like the Chashulchan. Halach is given Shtatchav. He was a Shtatchav. Mishabur was a malakid of Sava. Halach is, but was he the Rav, the Paisik? He wasn't a Paisik for the Tzibras. Chashulchan was a Shtatchav. As I reflect, Ramesh, I heard this from my father, many of the Talmidim. So, Abu Yashiv looks at me. Abu the Chasanish is up mid, I say. So I said, good, Abba Ramesha Zakt, the Shiva Ramesha. He says, yeah, Abba the Chazanisha Gazak Nitase. I knew I wasn't getting too far. This is this far. But I had one question on the tip of my tongue. So how could the Chazanish himself argue on the Mishnebura? If Chazanish had gehalten that he's basically basking with Tanish Chaylik Zayf and Mishnebura, and it was on my tip of my tongue to ask him, I was just afraid. I got scared. I just couldn't do it. I got scared to ask. Until today, I regret that I didn't ask. And Abai Shalom, and I should have known, but I'll kupon him. Halacha kipaisik basim. Shmura tells us, go daven to the Eibishter directly. Talk to him. All your needs, all your problems, all your pains. And that's a lot more guarantee. Chalaim is that you'll be struck by the lightning, which we call the winning the jackpot of the lottery. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.